All right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to another season of Great Football Talk. And today I want to talk predictions, NFL predictions. Week one has started. I'm already 0-1. I picked the Chiefs over the Lions, and I'm pretty excited that the Lions won. I'm not going to lie, but I did pick the Chiefs to win. Womp, womp, womp. Patrick Mahomes having some issues. His receivers couldn't catch the ball. It wasn't him. And I know they didn't have Travis Kelce. I get that. But again, the Lions looked good. Real good. Decent running game. Good catches. Amon St. Brown balling out. Jared Goff staying cool as a cucumber. Good stuff. All right. So what are my other predictions? What are the other things that I'm going to say this week? And I'm going to put them on record and we'll see where we go from here. Bengals at the Browns. Now, I hate both these teams, I'll be honest. But someone's got to win. I mean, I guess somebody doesn't have to win. They could tie, but let's just say for the sake of argument. I think Deshaun Watson has a lot to prove in Cleveland. I think it's a revamped team. I think it looks good. But I think the Bengals look better. I think Joe Burrow just signed a stupid big contract, and he's going to look to prove to people why he got the big money. He looks like he's going to go week one. I take the Bengals over the Browns. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Minnesota. Kirk Cousin, Captain Kirk. I don't see them losing this game. Baker Mayfield, starting quarterback for the Bucs. To me, the Buccaneers are on a downward trajectory. And I don't see them doing much against this team. I think Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins, Jordan Addison, Alexander Mattison, and anybody else you can throw in there is going to have their way with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home with a big victory. San Francisco at Pittsburgh. Great game. Looking forward to watching this one. Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy versus Mr. Pickett. And Steelers, I think, are quietly going to be a team that's going to really make some moves. I look for this one to be the upset special for me. I think the Steelers are going to upset the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. Team's loaded. But I think people are sleeping on the Steelers. I think Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren have a great 1-2 punch. I think George Pickens has a great day. I think Pickett goes down the field and really goes after this. And I don't think Bosa is going to be as ready as everybody's saying he's going to be. So, we'll see what happens. But I say the Steelers take this one. Carolina at Atlanta. Great game. A lot of implications. Bryce Young, Desmond Ridder. And I say the Falcons take this game. I think Desmond Ridder has a year under his belt. Drake London and him have a pretty good combination. I think Kyle Pitts gets on track. And oh yeah, they got this guy named Bijan Robinson. Look for a heavy workload. Not to take anything away from the Carolina Panthers. I think they're going to have a good game as well. I just don't think that they're going to be able to match the firepower. And I can't believe I'm saying Carolina and Atlanta and firepower in the same sentence, but I am. I think Atlanta is going to be firing on all cylinders. I look for them to win that game. Miami at the Chargers. Well, Squish the Fish is normally what I would talk about when I'm talking about the Dolphins. I look for the Chargers to take this game. Justin Herbert and company, I think, have more to offer than the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins offensive line with Troy Armstead being out, I think, is going to be a big gap. And I think that the Chargers are going to be able to really force Tua out of that pocket and make some mistakes. Hopefully Tua can stay upright. Hopefully he can stay healthy. That's a real big thing. But I definitely think that the Chargers win this game at home. Rams at Seahawks. Seahawks, baby. Geno Smith. Love the underdog story. Love it. He's really not an underdog anymore. People are starting to recognize what he's all about. And again, you look at this team, Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, Jackson Smith-Jigba, Tyler Lockett, Noah Fant, and a pretty decent defense against a very young LA Rams team. And I don't think Matt Stafford is going to do anything special this year. But again, Sean McVay wants to tell everybody that he thinks that his Rams are going to do better than what most people think. So he's got a lot to prove. I look for Seattle and that heavy fan base to be screaming and taking that game. Cowboys at the Giants. Here's another game that I'm circling on the map here. Everybody says the Cowboys have owned the Giants. I think it was like 10 games in a row that the Cowboys have beat the Giants. Not so this week. Danny Dimes, Brian Daboll, Saquon Barkley, going to get at it. Dak's going to have some problems. Isaiah Simmons, Thibodeau, remember those names. I think the offense is going to click. I think Danny Dimes looks better. I think Daboll has found a way to really utilize him. The tight end game is strong with Darren Waller. Look for the Giants to win this one. Texans at Ravens. I like the Texans, but I'm going to pick the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson has weapons. And the question is he going to use them? OBJ, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, J.K. Dobbins. Pretty decent defense. C.J. Stroud's going to have his work cut out for him, and he's going to have to be on his game 100%. I like a lot that the Texans have, but they don't have enough to fight with the Baltimore Ravens this year. Jaguars at Colts. Jaguars, baby. Anthony Richardson is going to have to run for his life. No John Taylor, and that's a problem. I think Jim Irsay really did a severe injustice to this team this year and Anthony Richardson. I like for the Jaguars to have a strong game on all fronts and take that game. Titans at Saints. I say the Titans. I know the Saints are favored to take that division. Ryan Tannehill, DeAndre Hopkins, Derrick Henry, Treylon Burks. Looks like something that the Titans have dialed up for a win, and I'll leave it at that. I don't think that Derek Carr is going to make much of a difference, but the Saints do have a pretty good defense, so Tannehill's going to have to get that ball out pretty quick. All right, Cardinals and Commanders. And I'll tell you what. I like the Commanders this season. I like them a lot. I like everything this team has. And I really think that this team is going to surprise a lot of teams this year. I think Arizona's in a spot right now where they're just not in a good spot. Kyler Murray being out. And this team is in a rebuild mode, whether they want to admit it or not. But Sam Howell, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people. I think Eric Bieniemy has a really good system lined up. I think you're going to see players like Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson be a very interesting combination. Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson, I think, are going to really play well off of each other. I look for the Commanders to win this one big. Raiders at Broncos. Finally, we get to see what Sean Payton has dialed up for the Broncos and Russ Wilson. Jimmy Garoppolo starts as the Raiders QB. Will he stay healthy? That's the question. Will Russell Wilson have better habits going forward? I think the Broncos have enough at home to beat Jimmy Garoppolo's Raiders, but I think this is going to be a close one, and I also think it's going to be a high-scoring game. But I think Sean Payton knows enough to dial up good plays to win. We'll see what happens. I got the Broncos in this one. Eagles at Patriots. Eagles, baby. Eagles. I think the Eagles mud stomp the Patriots in this game. Mac Jones gets exploited. Jalen Hurts goes off. And this team wins on all fronts. Enough said. Packers at Bears. Jordan Love versus Justin Fields. I'm excited to see what Justin Fields does now that he has DJ Moore. And I'm very excited to see what Jordan Love does post Aaron Rodgers. I think this is going to be an in the trenches game, low scoring affair. I look for the Bears to win this one, but not a blowout. And the final game, the best game, Bills at Jets. Bills, baby. Bills by a million. No, I'm just kidding. I think the Bills are going to win this game. I think the offensive line for the Jets is abysmal. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be running for his life. I think Sean McDermott's got a couple defensive plays dialed up. Hopefully we'll see a blitz. Because again, if you leave Aaron Rodgers sitting back in that pocket, you're going to have problems. I think the running game is going to be slow for the Jets to start out. I think Dalvin Cook will have an instant impact. But this team is going to have to hit all its shots. And they have Garrett Wilson. But we have a secondary that's locked on. Our defense is going to be better than you think. And Josh Allen, James Cook, DeAndre Harris, Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs. How about Dalton Kincaid? I'm really hoping that Sean McDermott uses Dalton Kincaid the correct way instead of this whole let's wait a year for rookies. It'll be a tough game on the road. Someone's got to lose. It's going to be the Jets. They'll lose. It's my week one predictions. Hope you like what you heard. Hit the comment box and tell me what games you're looking forward to. That's all the time I got for now. See ya.